to one place where news, opinions, and entertainment are the way you like it. This is Rant EM Radio.
Nobody's giving us a standing ovation. It's been a while since I've done this, or said this, these exact words. Tuesday night, February 5th, 2019, episode 580 of The Rant is officially live across the airwaves of Rant Entertainment Media, rantemradio.com. Tune in radio, Stitcher, iTunes, Podbean, and a plethora of other platforms. We are back on Tuesday nights. Double A, as always, being joined by Tony C.
Hey, yo.
We are back home, folks. It's the first Tuesday night episode of The Rant of 2019. Of course, we had two Thursday afternoon shows, you know, in January, but we are now back to shows every Tuesday night here at 9 o'clock, so it's good to be back. Good to be back in our flow, you know?
like the lunchtime drive.
Yeah, it was fun to do it though during that hour.
I mean, yeah. Go head to head with Andrea Mitchell and John King. That's his name.
Yeah.
On CNN.
And today they brought everybody out. They brought Wolf Blitzer and Jake
well,
Tapper.
It's going to be a long night for them tonight.
I know, right? I hope Wolf packed a sandwich. But
and his Metamucil.
But anyways, it is Tuesday night. I don't know how long we'll be on the air tonight. Probably, we're looking at probably 90 minutes to about 2 hours because... because if you can hear, I'm still coughing. This damn cold that I developed while in New York. Thanks, Phil. No, it's not Phil's fault. Won't go away. And the germs are just being spread all over the place here at headquarters because everybody is sick. Everybody takes two steps forward, three steps back. And we just can't get rid of all this infirmities that are just going on around here. So,
cooties, man.
That's pretty much what it is. So, as you can hear, my cough is somewhat bad. But I'm still here to do the show. Who's this old alter cocker? What are these, World War II vets? Oh, D-Day vets, so yeah. Those are the only veterans that he probably could find that would support him. Veterans that are probably going to be dead before the year's out. You know? Of course, he got a cut. I like...
The old guy.
The guy in the green uniform is...
Right,
yeah, he looks like, where the hell am I? I don't remember coming here. I'm gonna go back to bed. What the hell?
All the old white men look like Mickey.
Where the hell is my wife?
Oh,
Esther.
Hey, Edna. Esther.
Where are you?
I want you to meet my grandson.
So yeah, I mean, especially that one on the far right. I mean, he has no clue where he is.
He dug him up. No offense. He
probably was like, I was at home in bed watching a rerun
of The Odd Couple.
I had just finished eating a fruit cocktail cup.
What if somebody leaned over that thing and says, blow holes, blow it?
I was hoping your president slips on a banana peel on the way down.
Oh. No, I'm surprised he didn't come out of no chance in hell. But here comes the money.
Or somebody reach over and yank that hair off.
Here we go. Here comes the money.
But anyways, I like how he started the State of the Union by saying hello to his wife. Of course she's got to get
up in cheap seats.
Up in the cheap seats, exactly. As you can hear... As you can hear, the State of the Union is going on. That's why there was no State of the Union last week, because they had to wait for the rant to be on back on Tuesday nights, because, you know, the ratings of this program dwarf the ratings of the State of the Union. You know?
I've never seen so many old white men.
Look at this. This guy's looking on his cell phone, and he bored to hell.
That's the black dude.
Whatever.
That's a brother.
Okay.
He ain't standing up and clapping and doing all that. You know this is the only reason why he opened the government back up, so he can do this.
Of course. Cause so he can get his airtime. Look at Nancy sitting there. I can't believe
like
I,
this.
I can't believe I have to sit here. Ugh. Why isn't there any scotch in any of these pictures?
And why Mike Pence always got that same look on his face? He had that same look when they was in the Oval Office that time. Yeah. Weekend at Bernie's look.
Uh-huh. They propped him up.
Oh, my goodness. Nancy Pelosi back there writing dumbass.
Anyways.
Liar. Dumbass.
Full of shit.
she put up a rap. Oh, she stood up. Oh, they clapped. They must be talking about a freshman class.
Oh, yeah, they are. And look at these are these.
Check out
the newbies, I guess.
AOC sitting there mean mugging. Like I'd rather be painting my toenails than be a. This is hilarious, yo.
Somebody should throw a Big Mac at him.
One of them Clemson players running there.
Exactly.
This is what we think of your State of the Union.
Oh, man. Anyway.
Oh, my God, yo.
Say, I will. Go ahead.
Randy Orton and the Mustafa Ali match was sponsored by Popeyes. I know that tickled your fancy.
I didn't say, you know, I haven't had SmackDown on today.
Oh, you missed it. It was sponsored by the $5 bone swing meal.
I mean, I saw the spot where Orton hit the RKO, but that was about it. Oh, man. So, lots to talk about. And before we get into wrestling and some other news, we like to go around the room. See what's going on in everybody's personal lives. And with that, we say hello to Tony C. And Tony C., what's been going on with you these last few days?
Well, just taking it easy, you know, one day at a time. Caught that episode, Edge and Christian show, by the way. If anybody hadn't seen the latest one.
It was a gem, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a gem.
So, Pastor says we can't hear Tony C. Let's see. How can we correct this? Hold on. It was a gem, wasn't it? Yeah, okay. We can't hear Tony C. Now, that's not Tony C's fault. So, let's see. Let's see.
Uncle Ben Carson's fault right there.
Yeah. Let's see here. Volume settings. I'm going to burn this computer one day. Let's see here. All right. I think I may know what the issue could have been. Hold on. Bear with us for 1 second, folks. All right. This may fix it.
Who's this broad in the back interviewing?
Hold on. see if that fixed it. Say something, Tony. Say
something.
All right, we're gonna see if that something went out on the air. Tony, say we're gonna see if that fixed it. Say something, Tony. Say
something.
That's better. I'm gonna crank the volume up and turn my. Let me see here.
Hold on. Let me try this. Let's try this.
Look at that. Bernie is going to eat that. See, Tony C is going to call back in. Bernie Sanders is going to eat that damn pen. Tiny bet. All right, Pastor. We're fixing it. We're fixing it. All right, Tony C.
Can they hear me now?
We'll find out here in about 20 seconds. Let's see here. Let me go back to the feed. You see? Still low, but it's not you per se. It's not you, my sir. It's not you. Hold on. I can't stand all this standing up and sitting down and whatnot, you know?
I'm an old white man. They had to put a whole lot of flex all 454 on.
Okay, Lee says you're very low. That's not his fault. Let me see here. It's not his because he's coming out clear in my headset. So bear with me, folks. Just bear with me. Listen. Advanced. Blah, blah, blah. All right. Let me go back to this levels.
What's over under how many old senators fall asleep while he up here rambling?
That's pretty high.
Chuck Grassley's gonna be somebody will lean over and hit Chuck.
All right, I'm gonna try this now.
Chuck already is fading right now. He's got half the caucus past that bedtime. 9:20. Why do we step away and do this crowd, yo? What's the point?
I don't know.
It's like he deep smell what the rock is cooking.
That's what it is.
Do you smell it? Hold on. It's a black man over there with arms crossed like, what the hell am I doing here, bruh? I gave up a Tuesday night. I could have been listening to Double A and Tony C.
I hope somebody's with AirPods and listening.
Yeah, boy.
All right, what we're going to do is we're going to reset the feed here. Let's see here. So we're going to go off the air for about 1 second here, so bear with us, folks. All right, we're going to do that, and then I'm going to do this. Hold on, Tony C, just hang tight for 1 second. We're still on tape.
Ouch.
Our equipment back in, took it out, plugged it in. Alright. Let's see if this helps. Alright. Oops. Nope, not that.
Crooked screw!
That's what it is. That's pretty much what it is. Right, we're going to see if this works. Now, we're going to...
Come back to New Jersey!
Stand up and clap, because he's only been red. He's a red Democrat, so I got to clap.
Let's see if this works. Now.
My redneck constituency don't see me clapping. I have to go get a real job.
It's still low. So we're going to try... I'm going to fix it, folks. Bear with me. If not, well, what do you want me to tell you? We'll replay the... We'll replay the show. You know, at this point. Hold on. Let me go back. Because I've got all the settings as high as they're going to go. So.
Could it be my headset that
no,
I'm using?
It's not you. It's me because. Excuse me. Because what happens is these things reset, so are resetting all the time now, and they shouldn't be. Hold on, I'm gonna unplug it completely. Let's see what happens here. All right, our mic is in. Wait a minute. Bear with me, folks. And where the hell is the jack for this now? There we go. All right. I'm going to try this front speaker. No, actually, I'm going to do headphones. All right. Tony C., you can hear me.
Yeah, I can hear you. What the hell were they just chanting on them?
Who knows? You can hear me.
Yeah, I can hear you.
Ah, there we go. Much better. We fixed it.
They were chanting, "You deserve it."
All right, now we can get back to the business at hand. Let's see what is going on over on SmackDown.
This is awesome.
Anyways, so
the heck are they? What the heck? Why are there Mitch McCullough is? Why am I shitting?
Mitch McCullough.
This is awful.
Yeah, he sounds like he's got a mouthful of marbles.
I got a mouthful of marbles, and I'm from a governor, state senator, Kentucky.
And can you believe this? There are two. Listen to this, Tony C. There are two completely different television programs on the air at the same time right now. And each one of those television programs, both of them, have a McMahon in attendance.
Anyway. What if Vince would have showed up at the State of the Union?
Then that would have been a good reason for them to play the music.
No chance. That's what you got. Go and get some of something too strong. And I know we're talking about what I've been up to, but that episode of Ed and Christian with paying homage to the 18,
which was very funny.
I mean, Saved by the Bell.
Cheers,
Chumps. Come here.
It looks like next week they're going to do movies.
Oh my God! In the season finale, I think next week is the season finale.
They should do a Karate Kid parody then.
I'm hoping they do. In the past week, AA has wanted to open an inquiry into Sato's business practices.
Yes, I've
how he made his fortune.
I've questioned a lot of things, you know, since the last time we did a show. I questioned Sato's business practices because it sounds like he's got his hand in several different cookie jars. You know. And
he's a man of a lot of trades.
And just yesterday, I brought it to Tony C's attention that Kelly Kapowski, you know, her father was a racist, and that Kelly was just a whore, which is not new news, but she was just giving it up left, right, and sideways.
She wasn't giving it up, I wouldn't say it per se. She just, I mean, she had a lot of guys pursuing her, you know what I'm saying?
And she said, okay.
And AA's first culprit, he went deep into the archives and said, why the hell Johnny Dakota was able to get with him? We never knew how old Johnny was.
Doesn't matter.
Which is true.
We know how
he's over 18.
We know how old Jeff was.
You did say Jeff was suspended.
No, I mean, arrested. Jeff was arrested. After the breakup with Kelly, Kelly's dad called the cops. That's why you never saw Jeff again.
Jeff was arrested for statutory rape.
But everybody else on that show dated some sort of minority except for Kelly.
Kelly, what was that girl that Zach dated and met at the alley? I mean, wasn't it called? No, it wasn't called
the
alley.
Attic.
What was it called? The Attic. Was she later arrested for dating Zach?
No, because females were. It was not frowned upon when females did it.
Oh my goodness.
But everybody dated a minority at some point or another. Kelly only dated Slater for a few minutes until her dad found out and said, "Kelly, honey, I forbid you to go out with some," and I ain't going to use the words I used in the text message, "but I forbid you to go out with some Mexican kid from the barrio. Not while I'm alive." That's why, and that's why you never saw Kelly with a brother. Never saw Kelly with an Asian. You know,
only white guys.
Only white guys. Hubby. Exactly. And Kelly doesn't have any room to talk. She's Polish, with the last name Kapowski. At least we think she's Polish. Polar. She's a Polack. She's not even a, you know. Anyways.
Zach was I double A in his message. In the message. What kind of friends were Lisa and Jesse? Because they all ended up kissing her husband.
Well, Zach. They're just good friends.
They share and share alike, I guess.
Mm-hmm. But yeah. Pastor says Kelly had to remain pure. Let me tell you something, Pastor.
No, she had a few boyfriends.
Let me tell you something. Zach put her to bed on their wedding night in Las Vegas. And when Zach went to go and, you know, unite with his new bride, Zach, with a concerned look in his eye, looked into Kelly's eyes and said, with a tear in his eye, and said, "That was too easy. There was no give.
No law resistance?
There was no resistance.
No. Don't do Kelly like that, man. She didn't become a whore until she moved to Beverly Hills.
Anyways, so yeah, I'm going to do some more investigating to see, you know, more of the darker sides of Saved by the Bell that they don't want to talk about on television, you know. Just like, I'm sure there was a script in place to tackle that sensitive subject of racism.
Like in Family Matters.
Like in Family Matters. But let me ask you this. And I don't know, maybe I'm off base here by asking this, but what the hell? You've got somebody on TV right now that talks completely off base. Aside from the appearance, do you consider Lisa Turtle black?
I mean, do you mean like hood? No, she wasn't hood. She wasn't urban. She was bougie. Her mom was a doctor. Her dad appeared in that one episode.
I think her dad was a doctor as well. I think her dad was a doctor as well. And then they had the beach house. Or the beach apartment,
yep,
whatever the hell that is.
A beach apartment. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Lisa came from good thoughts. She came from money.
So. So yeah, okay.
But yeah, man, other than that, you know, just taking it easy, you know. Just taking it easy.
That's
not,
good.
Not doing too much. That's having good. Did you see that picture of me and Ambrose dressed as Lex Luger?
Yes, I did.
You did?
I sure did.
That was hilarious, yo.
I gotta tell you, this AEW, they are doing things the wrong way, in my opinion. But oh, look at that!
Trying to go get
Pastor gave an explanation for Lisa Turtle, which might be acceptable. You'll tell me, Tony C. Lisa was a step above a Huxtable.
I could probably get with that. That could probably be agreed on. She's a step above a Huxtable.
Anyways. AEW.
Her dad did have a Cliff Huxtable sweater on that episode.
Yes, he did. Man. AEW, I think, is doing things wrong. And they need to, I think, slow their roll and not be so ambitious. The rumor and scuttlebutt this week is that Nakamura could be headed towards the land of All Elite Wrestling. Supposedly on Thursday they're going to announce that they signed Kenny Omega, which, you know, here's the issue, and I get it. They've got a financier that is backing them. You know, that has at what the time was Ted Turner money. You know, because in 1988, when Turner Broadcasting bought Jim Crockett Promotions, there was a thing called Ted Turner money. And this is the situation AEW is in, because they currently have Ted Turner money. But do you want to go that route that WCW did and make many of the same mistakes that WCW did? Because we can sit here all night long and talk about the goods and the bads of WCW, but in the office, WCW was poorly run.
Mm-hmm.
And that is well documented, and it was poorly run from day one. Okay? And to me, anytime I hear about a signing with AEW, I hear that they, you know, I hear things of luring them away with a lot of money, or they're signing them for top dollar, they're giving them a guarantee. I'm hearing all these phrases that I heard in the 90s, you know?
You bringing nothing but main eventers in. Who going to be mid-card?
I mean, I don't think anybody's ever going to get, Brock Lesnar's got a very sweet deal, but it's also
they're trying to bring him in.
They're also trying to woo Brock Lesnar.
They're gonna be bankrupt by the end
before the pay per view even airs. they're announcing all these signings and this and that, and they're hyping a pay per view that has no matches on the card yet. Okay. It's going to be all hype, and then it's going to fizzle out to nothing afterwards. I think they're overextending themselves here. I really do. I really, really do.
I thought they weren't trying to be WWE, but
they're trying to be. They're trying to be WCW.
Trying to be TNA.
Not even. TNA wasn't even that ambitious.
And speaking of that, I love, not to go back, but that Mojo Riley and the stack of two, that Stinger 2 drink.
Yeah.
And that Edge of Christian, yo.
How many did he drink? None.
I think he's wrong one. And he kept saying, Zack Ryder's a bitch. Oh my God, yo. They was making fun of a lot of people.
They made
fun of Big Show.
They made fun of Big Show.
Heel turns. Heel and face turns.
I thought the end was very funny with JBL.
Oh, yeah. There was a Scott Steiner
reference clip.
Yep. They mentioned TNA. They mentioned somebody else. Phillips. Not Phillips. What's the guy on SmackDown?
Tom Phillips.
Tom Phillips said, yeah. There was a Dave Meltzer reference.
There was a Dave Meltzer reference. I'll just wait till Dave Meltzer reports it.
Man, y'all got to go catch this one, yo. It was a reference to the IWC.
Uh-huh.
I mean,
I loved all the announced teams.
Oh, yeah, that was awesome. Okay, I got a question. How many other Trump Stain challenge answers did you get wrong?
I got them all right.
You got them all right, too?
From last night, I got them all right.
Okay. And those of y'all, what they did was you had to guess the poster, the pay-per-view poster.
Yeah, the pay-per-view that corresponds with the poster.
With the poster. I mean, there's some doozies.
Yep.
They had a couple doozies. And I think that would be an awesome challenge. Like, if you can go, like, back in the day to the current, it's something I don't think people will get.
Because really, are the I don't know if the pay-per-view poster is as relevant as it used to be.
Yeah, I agree.
You know, and
you don't really see that, man.
No, you don't. You don't. I mean, they're there, but they're few and far between. You know, but yeah, I think it would be a great challenge
on there. What? Like guessing the main event of a pay per view.
Yeah.
Like, and then you have a couple swerve ones in there.
Speaking of the main event, today's the 30th anniversary of the main event on NBC between Hulk Hogan and Andre the Giant with the two referees.
Oh, the Hebners?
The Hebners, and then Andre selling the WWF title.
That was the first time ever WWF title was sold.
It was sold. That happened 30 years ago today on NBC. And to this date, it's the highest rated wrestling program in television history.
And another thing I watched too, AA, not to go back, but I was listening to Eric Bischoff talk about the ending, the Starrcade 97 ending.
Yeah.
And did you, I may have forgot about this. Did you know that the Sting and Hogan contract signing aired during Assault on Devil's Island during a commercial break? Did you remember that?
I vaguely do. I do remember that it was in Las Vegas. And that they aired it on Nitro later on.
Oh, that's right, because it was an actual press conference.
It was an actual press conference. Right. Now, if it aired during Assault on Devil's Island, I believe that.
Okay. Now, I didn't remember it when I was listening to it, but now it's coming back to me.
Because here's the thing. If I did not watch Assault on Devil's Island which I don't recall watching it. I would have never seen it.
They got a 4.2 rating that night. Well, October 26th.
Okay. Hey. Have you seen it? Have you seen it aired again since then?
Hell no.
You know, I don't see it on Netflix or Hulu.
Don't do that. Don't do that to a song of Devil's Island, yo.
I don't see Shutter Speed up there with Sting.
Oh, my God, yo. But Bischoff did admit that, and this is to Lee, I know he's listening, the finish was supposed to be quirky because they didn't want Sting. At first, Sting was supposed to go over, and then he wasn't. That's why that finish happened the way it did with the fast count, slow count, whatever. Sting, going in to the, they said they had a meeting earlier that day, but it was like Sting went into it. He didn't look like basically a champion. Mm-hmm. He had let himself go. And so they were trying to, you know, work around and have it where Hogan kept. But what didn't make no sense to me was like, okay, that was all said, but he still won the belt. So it was like,
exactly.
It was like he was talking out of both sides of his mouth and Conrad, you know, Conrad.
Oh, he just follows along, yeah.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
The explanation makes no sense.
No, because I'm going to tell you something. I've heard the story several times of Sting being out of shape. I've heard that before. In 1997, it was not like how it is today, whereas, you know, you hear of, okay, well, The Undertaker's going to wrestle at WrestleMania. You know, here it is, it's February, and Undertaker is working the match in the ring. Or, you know, he's going to wrestle Sting, and Sting is down at the Performance Center having warm-up matches with, with Curtis Axel, you know? Like, he's getting in ring shape. That those things I don't think happened in 1997. You took your time off, whatever. When it was time to come back, you just got in the ring, and that's it. So I think Sting being not prepared wasn't necessarily his fault. More as it wasn't something, you just didn't stay active in the ring when you were off, you know? You just didn't do that.
It goes back to what you were talking about with WCW, like how they ran it from the top to the bottom. Because if you're going to call an audible, everybody going to be in on it.
Right.
And that audible would have made sense to, you know, let Sting get back in shape. Because we said it too. Hogan should have won that one, and then you do the rematch, you know, at Super Bowl or whatever, Sting get in good shape. Bam, bam, bam. Which that made sense. But like you said, they call in the audibles and everybody ain't in on the audible. I mean, at least when Brett got schooled, it was three people involved in the screwing. And what? Two of them at least was in on it.
Yeah, three were in.
Sean,
Vince, and Gerald Briscoe.
Exactly. And if they would have did that type of thing, okay, it would have made sense. That's all I was, you know, not to, you know, go back to that. I was just saying how I was listening to that and not all kind of made sense.
You know why? Because it's been so long and probably he just said, I'll just say whatever comes up in my mind.
And then it helps when you don't have nobody pressing you.
Exactly. I think Bischoff, I believe a lot of the stories that are told about the way Eric Bischoff behaved during that time when Bischoff goes around and tries to correct the stories, most of the time, I believe him, but more often, I don't believe him. There a lot of times I don't believe him. Like, he'll say, for example, and because now the pieces, they all come together, okay? I'll give you a prime example. The finger poke of doom, okay? Mm-hmm. And that Tony Schiavone that night made the infamous call, Mick Foley's going to win the world title. He's on the competition. That's going to put some butts in the seats. And that's what, it was that comment that skewed the ratings. And Raw won that night. And
never looked back.
And never looked back. So the consensus always had been that Eric Bischoff directed Tony Schiavone to say that. Okay? That's what's always been said in wrestling lore. Eric, on many times, has said, well, I don't remember saying that. I find that hard to believe. But then I said, well, maybe it's possible, Eric. After I hear Eric several times saying, I don't remember saying that, it's possible, but I don't remember telling him to say that. The more I think about it, the more he says it, the more I'm like, okay, well, maybe I'll give him the benefit of the doubt. Maybe he doesn't remember. But then I go back and I watch that episode of Nitro, okay? Do you remember that there was one infamous angle that happened on that show?
Yeah, Ric Flair sent them to the booth.
He sent Eric Bischoff to the booth. And Eric was on headset all night long.
Makes sense. I mean,
it makes sense.
Like I said, a lot of his explanations for stuff don't make sense.
Yeah, it doesn't.
And when you and Conrad Thompson don't ever push him to be like,
because you know why?
Dude, that makes
you know
no
why
sense.
He doesn't push him? Because out of all the people that he does shows with, and he does shows with Tony Schiavone, Bruce Pritchard, and Eric Bischoff. Eric, of the three, Eric is the one that's most likely to say, screw this, get up and leave. Like, he'll get up and he'll stop doing the show. And Conrad's not
worried about that.
And Conrad's not stupid enough. Did they misspell this guy's name wrong? Anyways, Conrad's not stupid enough to jeopardize, his position in the podcasting world because, 2 years ago, Conrad Thompson was a drop in a piss bucket. And now, he is one of the most recognized voices in the podcasting game. And I say that knowing full well.
Well, for being a yes man, though.
He's a yes man, though. That's exactly it. He is and listen, I say these things knowing full well that Conrad was a guest on the Shining Wizards, and his voice aired on this very stream not too long ago. But Conrad is a mark. He was a mark then. He's a mark now. I mean, when I heard Conrad on the original, Ric Flair did two podcasts. Both ended in a blaze of glory. Both of them were blamed on Ric Flair, of course, but they both ended in a blaze of glory. And I remember coming on here and saying, God, these shows are horrible. Terrible. Then he gets the show with Tony Schiavone and things change. So, but I personally don't like Conrad, and I never have. I've tolerated a lot of Conrad because the person on the other end of the microphone happens to be an entertaining person, whether that person is Tony Schiavone, Eric Bischoff, or Bruce Pritchard.
Well, for you to sit there and let Eric Bischoff say, well, you know, we thought that, you know, we had a meeting with Sting and we didn't think he was into it, and then he left, you know, he left and we didn't think he was into it, and, you know, we knew we had to change the finish. Well, hell, the next question is, well, why didn't you?
Pastor brings up another person that is in the podcasting game, but I give him a pass. And that's Brian Last. For those of you that don't know who Brian Last is, he is the co-host, quote-unquote, or the second banana to Jim Cornette on Jim Cornette's podcast. And then Brian Last has a litany of other shows that he's a part of with other wrestling personalities. Now, there is a big difference between Conrad and Brian Last. Conrad is trying to play the role of a broadcaster while being a mark at the same time. Brian Last is a broadcaster with a wealth of knowledge. I may not like Brian Last that much, but I could tolerate Brian Last a lot more than I can tolerate Conrad Thompson. So, and if you, like I said, if you don't know who Brian Last is, you need to go and listen to either one of Jim Cornette's podcasts, whether it's The Experience on Thursdays or The Drive-Thru on Mondays. The Drive-Thru on Mondays is basically Jim Cornette answering fan questions for an hour. And that's usually, that of the two shows, that's my favorite, because Brian just basically asks the questions from the email. Brian really doesn't do too much other than that. And Jim, you know, provides the answers. And, you know, a lot of these fans who ask questions, they ask these questions that are so deep and obscure and like to the point that you get into it listening to Jim Cornette explain, you know, like you'll hear somebody will send an email saying, well, what happened when Vince bought out Georgia Championship Wrestling, leaving Ole to fend for himself? I mean, how did Ole, if Ted Turner had an agreement with Vince to air the show, why did he bring in Ole to air another show? You know, stuff like that, and Jim, 9 times out of 10, will have an answer for it.
And I got one thing for WWE. Vince, I know you're listening. Can you please give some more Joe another finishing move other than the damn sleeper hold? Because he is too big to be doing the sleeper hold. I'm sorry.
Who?
Samoa Joe.
The Coquina Clutch? Well, that's his move that he's always had, though.
That's the damn sleeper hold.
God almighty. Somebody else used to do that. The way he does it, somebody else used to do it.
Debo and Friday. That's what he put Craig to sleep with.
Look at this, look at this old man. He's sound asleep.
And Daniel Bryan got a light skin. I want to know what Pastor Fidel think about Daniel Bryan's beige championship belt.
The hemp title?
It is a light skin WWF title belt. First ever in history. It's the Rick Fox. It's a Rick Fox championship belt. Jamal Moore, Rick Fox, like he took Boris Kojo.
Speaking of Shamar Moore, who's in mourning after
Christoph St. John died
yesterday from the Young and the Restless.
Did he hold Soul Train too?
Shamar Moore? Yeah, for
Christoph St. John.
Well, I don't think so, but Shamar Moore did for many years.
Well, I know Shamar Moore years. That was 2 o'clock in the morning coming up on Soul Train. What the hell? Nancy clapping too? He must be up here talking that good shit.
Maybe he must be talking about, I like my pizza well done with extra cheese and pepperoni.
He talking that good shit. He, as soon as he get back to his phone, he going to tell somebody on Twitter, Robert Mueller, you the bitch. He going to say something like that. Chuck Schumer, go to hell.
Nancy,
anyways,
go brush your teeth, you know.
Nancy Pelosi should be pregnant and in the kitchen, barefoot.
Kitchen, barefoot, and pregnant.
And pregnant.
Oh, man. Anyways.
What color is that stripe at the bottom of Dave? Is that blue?
It must be blue.
Are those rhinestones?
No.
Light skin?
No, they're like gems.
Oh, my God. This is the worst than Jeff Hardy time.
You remember that store? You remember that store, Natural Wonders?
Yep.
Okay, that's a lot of the material for that belt came from there.
That belt is worse than Jeff Hardy belt. I'm sorry.
I think it's okay.
Double A light skinned a beige championship belt, yo.
I can
understand white.
No, the fact is that the strap is burlap hemp.
It's beige.
Doesn't matter.
It looks like Shamar Moore.
You can't put dye in there because then it would be adding chemicals.
I mean, come on, though. It looks like Shamar Moore, Boys Kojo, Rick Fox. Who's another light-skinned brother? Steph Curry, Klay Thompson all got together and they made that belt.
Kid from Kid and Play.
Kid, oh, exactly. Kid from a bunch of light skinned people. That's a light skinned WWE title, y'all. Al B. Sure, Christopher Williams. Who else? Light skinned.
Craig's girlfriend from the first Friday.
Felicia. She was light skinned. A bunch of light-skinned people got together and made that belt, yo. And Lee know I'm right. He'll agree with me. That is the worst title.
He loves it.
Color ever.
He loves it.
He's from Baltimore.
Lee is also a little, I don't want to use the word hippie with Lee, because he's not a hippie. Lee is, well, Lee's like, you know, he's heavy into yoga, you know, and Lee.
Can you imagine?
Lee is conscious of his impact, his carbon footprint on the world, I think, you know.
Can you imagine the Wing Eagle belt with that dog on?
No.
Or the Attitude Era belt with that. Even the Undisputed title. I mean, all the time. That title just, it makes Lex Luger Weston Harris' title in 1990 look good.
Oh, my God. Well, let's talk about the biggest news story. And there's Mitch McConnell. Or Chuck Schumer, sorry. He's like this son of a bitch.
Past my bedtime, I gotta have my mother beautiful.
No. He's like, I can't believe he called me out on a Tuesday night for this swill.
What is she? Oh, there's your boy Kevin Stone Cold Matt Kavanaugh.
And Lee says the belt is glorious.
No, it's not, yo. It makes Jeff Hardy TNA belt with the mouth cut out look like a respectable world title.
Can you imagine Ric Flair and Sting unifying that belt?
Oh God!
The big gold belt and that belt. No. I mean, don't get me wrong. The spinner belt is, you know, down on the list, but this belt, ugh. Every time I see it, I think of a light skinned broad.
I hate all this standing up and I can't take it anymore. I really don't like it.
Gotta have them Stone Cold Steve Austin knee braces on.
Exactly.
Flexibility.
All these old codgers at the end of the night gotta go put some Bengay on their joints.
Den of Thieves, that's all they are. I bet the cop Robert Mueller need to come in there and kick the door in. All y'all go to jail. Now that would be some must see TV.
Uh-huh. Or somebody
lock him up.
That or somebody streaks.
And somebody have a stroke. Mitch McConnell stroked out during the
Or somebody would just yell all the way up from the cheap seats, like way, way, way up in the upper deck in the 400 level, okay, and just go, "Hey, Donald, you prick." You know,
so I'm like, oh yeah, you full of shit,
Donald.
Some
shit.
Type of heckler. So basically, you wish for a heckler. You want a heckler?
I want a heckler in there. I want somebody to get a Donald.
Get kicked out.
Your ass is getting big, or something, you know, something silly.
Some obscene. Hey, dude, you suck! Or bad it is like Bash at the Beach 96. Oh my God. That would be hilarious. Somebody walking out of the sign.
Uh-huh.
That would be funny too. Somebody coming out of the WWE sign. Like that. You sold out.
Then you hear, "Nancy, I put the hooch under the table." Something like that.
"Hey, Chuck, where's your glasses?" Oh my God. Shout out to the peanut gallery out there.
Uh-huh.
That's what I'm saying. Somebody get that guy out of here. He's a menace.
You know what Brett should do? Brett Kavanaugh should do right now. Lean over to the guy next to him. "When you see the guy selling the beer, flag him down for me."
Oh my God! He should have walked in there with his shirt on, say Kavanaugh 316. Now that would have been classic.
Kavanaugh 316 says, "I just closed your case."
Oh my God! That would be hilarious, yo. Did he do the Oscar celebration? Toss somebody from the mezzanine section, start tossing Kavanaugh beers, yo.
Oh, man.
That would be awesome.
You know, speaking of the Austin promo, the 316 promo, I got to thinking about this a couple days ago. How wrong did the WWE do to Michael Hayes by making him Doc Hendricks? And let me tell you something.
Because you had that strut bit on.
If it was, I don't know if it was me or I wasn't paying that close attention, because they, you know, they cut his hair and everything. But I think I recall for a while telling myself, that's not Michael Hayes.
You didn't know Doc Hendricks
was Michael Hayes. I didn't know Doc Hendricks was Michael Hayes, exactly. Yeah, because I was used to the Freebird with the long hair and everything.
With the mullet.
With the mullet. And then here's this buffoon in a suit and tie saying he's Doc Hendricks, and he's hawking WWF merchandise.
And hosting Livewire.
Livewire and the Action Zone. And and the free for all, and you know, stupidity like that.
Giving away a house in your house,
exactly
here in Orlando.
You know what they? You know who they need on the Edge and Christian show?
Todd Pettengill.
They need Todd Pettengill on there.
I mean, I can't believe they got Macaulay Culkin in the show.
That was funny.
I died, yo. And the fact that he actually showed up.
What was it that Edge said? Culk, you're jamming. Is that what he said? You're jamming.
Yeah. Oh my God, dude. So are you gonna accept the challenge, Culk?
Culk Hogan.
Culk Hogan, yo. And Tommy Dreamer is Paul Heyman. Oh my God.
Oh, that was great. That was great.
He had the ponytail, the hat,
everything.
The cell phone. He said you did get Curtis Axel to drop that off of McGillicuddy name. Oh my God. That is a Christian, yo. And my the Home Alone championship.
The week before it was funny because the week before somebody played Paul Heyman the week before. I guess it was Edge that played Paul Heyman the week before. And they were interviewing Kurt Angle to come to ECW.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not going to... Maybe I'll come back here one day or some shit like that. Because, you know, that there's the infamous story is that when Kurt Angle had just gotten out of the Olympics, Paul Heyman was trying to sign Kurt Angle to an ECW deal. And Kurt went to an ECW show. And it just happens to be the day that Raven crucifies the Sandman on a crucifix. And Kurt Angle told Paul, this is disgusting. I'm not working for this promotion. And he left the building.
Oh my God, yeah. That Jeopardy at the beginning of that episode.
Well, it's funny
too. Talking about small packages.
Uh-huh.
Oh my God. For any of y'all that ain't watched this week, Edge and Christian, this the one you gotta watch, yo.
Yeah, you're doing yourself a disservice. By missing it, exactly.
For real.
Well, in the news that's going around... Go ahead, what were we going to say?
No, I was just going to say, what the hell going on with Stone Cold Becky Lynch slapping the taste out of people and not getting fired?
She got suspended yesterday.
Well, she showed up again damn night.
I heard, and she slapped Triple H. They're trying to rekindle what Austin and McMahon were in 1997. So that's what's going on here.
But the funny part about Stone Cold, he was doing that, and they kept trying to get him to sign a document or something. She just won't go to the doctor.
Yeah, because they gotta change it up completely, you know.
Is it a work, the knee, or is
the knee injury is not a work? But they're trying. They got to keep her on TV to keep the story fresh. So.
And are they really thinking about doing the three-way with them?
I guess so. Apparently, that's on the table. And if they go the three-way, that Ronda and Becky would have the blow-off at the following pay-per-view. So.
And it is going to close the show, whatever they do.
You know what? At this point, I would venture to say that that is a strong possibility. But if Becky Lynch is not part of that match, it's not going to happen. It's not going to close the show.
Oh, yeah.
The key is Becky Lynch.
I was saying if they do the three-way.
I don't know if they do the three-way would close the show either. Has to be a one-on-one match. So we'll see. We're going to see what happens. You know, we still got about 8 weeks time to figure this out.
And I got another gripe with WWE. Why in the blue hell have these two other two Elimination Chamber? Okay, I kind of get Elimination Chamber because that's SmackDown. But Fastlane ain't got no freaking purpose.
No, it doesn't.
At all. Because Seth Rollins ain't getting in the ring probably until Mania, right?
Probably
a little bit before.
There's a rumor going around that he could work the Elimination Chamber, but that's probably in doubt that he would work Fastlane, though. It depends. I mean, it depends on the severity of his injury, too.
My whole thing is they plug in WrestleMania right now. And it's like the other two pay-per-views, they could have kept those as Raw.
You're right. You're absolutely right. You are absolutely right. But WWE doesn't think that way, and we found out earlier today that they're going to go to Saudi Arabia again in May. So we'll see. We're going to see what happens. It's going to be an interesting 6 months here in wrestling. But The big story that we need to talk about happened last week. Dean Ambrose gave his notice.
Oh, Dino.
I personally am not going to lose sleep over this.
I am.
I don't care for Dean Ambrose. I mean, last night Dean was somewhat entertaining. But I don't care if Dean Ambrose leaves. Dean can go and do whatever he wants. If he wants to go to AEW, let him go. But I think it's ridiculous to leave under the premise of I'm not happy with my creative. So I'm giving you my notice. So I think that's ridiculous. That's a sorry excuse to leave. If you're not being used, that's one thing. But if you're not happy with your creative, I don't think that's a reason to leave.
So Dean's not allowed to leave because he's not happy with creative?
Well, he gave his notice but he's staying until the end of his contract, which is in April. So Dean's going to be around for still another 2.5 months.
Doing jobs,
exactly. So.
And big ups to EC3 with another former WWE champion up under his belt, knocking him off.
Yeah, but I'm not a big fan of EC3 right now.
Why would you not? Why do you hate on EC? You've been hating on him ever since he was at TNA.
I just don't like him. I don't like the gimmick.
Why? Because he holds a one-on-one victory clean over the Sting.
No, I just don't. Title. No. I just don't like the gimmick. I don't like the way he comes off. I don't like anything about it.
EC3 is a retired moving into Social Security. Beat Jeff Hardy. Magnus. all of them. I mean, don't do EC3 like that. You got to give him a chance, though. Like, you haven't really sat down and gave EC3 a chance.
There, you have him plenty of chances.
Okay, EC3 or Dean Ambrose?
Probably Dean Ambrose, and that's under protest.
Oh my God, yo. Yes, it is. It must be bad if you choose Dean Ambrose. So, okay, EC3 or Samoa Joe?
Samoa Joe.
Oh, man. You really must have this thing for Ethan Carter III.
I like that Dean was trying to pry what does EC3 mean out of him. And I really thought that he was going to say it, but
Ethan Carter, Ethan Carter
III. They're not going to let that one slide on television.
And to Vince McMahon, for you not to pay to get the rights to Jeff Jarrett chosen one song just for one night is a disgrace, okay? Because don't nobody want to hear that doggone WWF song.
Yeah, but he could have come out to his other music from WWF. I like that one. I mean,
it's not the chosen one, but hey.
No, wait a minute. This is what he's using now.
Oh God!
I just like the beginning. Okay, that's all I like. Okay. It looks ridiculous. It does look ridiculous with him coming out to that.
Exactly. With the chosen, you got a chosen one gimmick with Double J music. That's not cool, yo. If you're going to go all the way, go all the way. Pay that little royalty money. And let us hear the chosen one. And Road Dogg being half Roadie and half DX. What's the point of that?
Here we go. Urban Cowboy. That's the name of Jeff Jarrett's WWF theme from the Attitude Era.
God.
This one I like. I like that one.
No, chosen one is the best one.
Let me see here. Let's see if we can play a little chosen one.
That's when he became world champion.
this is now they're just looping now. Garbage here with this one. Yeah, this one they skip around too much. But anyways. But Lee says the first part of his WWF theme is golden, and I agree.
Do you remember when he was the chosen one for a period of time, Nitro would start off with him hitting somebody in the head with a guitar?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely, I do.
Awful. Now, why don't you choke on that? Slap nut. Classic WCW moment when Mike Tenay was pissed off. Anybody ever seen Mike Tenay pissed off? When he got hit, after he got hit with that good song.
Yeah. They got to stop pulling these old people up and down.
Hey, Jared!
Oh, man.
Why don't you pick on somebody? We're sick of it. Oh, wait, well, hold on. Hold on. Hold on, Slappy.
Hold on, face.
Hold on. He hadn't hit nobody with a guitar good yet.
No, he hadn't. But I gotta tell you, I'm enjoying the matches involving, or at least the match. And apparently he's gonna wrestle more, but you know, he cannot come out to that song anymore.
Oh my god.
I mean, could you imagine Jared with the cover? One, two, Jeff Jarrett has beat Elias. Ladies and gentlemen, the winner, WWE Hall of Famer, Jeff Jarrett. It doesn't sound right.
Why can't him and Kurt Angle continue their feud from TNA?
They should. Or, why doesn't WWE strike up a deal? Hold on. If they can't get the chosen one, and this one I know would tickle Tony or would tickle Lee to death.
What, my world? That's the second best one.
You
did have a main event mafia reference this week on TNA. I mean, on Edge and Christian too.
Oh yeah, I must have missed that one.
Yeah, when Mojo Riley was talking about Sting,
he was talking so fast that I didn't catch everything. Look at the people falling asleep.
He talked about all
in the gallery.
Gimmick.
Look at the people asleep in the gallery. look at they show like three or four people already asleep. There's Debbie Wasserman Schultz, her eyes are heavy. Look at that old broad. Look, they are just pan. Who's got control over this camera? Because they're doing a great job showing us all these bored people.
All these sleepy old people.
Because he's been talking now for an hour and 30 minutes. As long as we've been on the air. I mean, they're all, except for that one asshole right there in the middle of the screen with a big smile on his face and the bald head. What feed are you watching, Tony C?
I watch CNN.
Yeah, I got the CNN feed on as well. So,
eventually, people need to start getting up and walking out.
Oh, look at this.
Like, what would happen? What would happen if somebody was like, man, I got to go.
I got shit to do. There's an episode of I got to be at work in the morning. I got to be at work in the morning, and Mama's Family is on in 20 minutes.
Exactly.
All right. The silver one is trying to call in. So let's see if he's going to pick up here.
I'm surprised he ain't up there in the gallery.
He should be. I mean,
falling asleep.
A lot of people up there with, you know, in his age group.
Lee wanted to know how soon before WWE gets the rights to USWAA.
That's a tough one. That's a tough one because it's Jarrett's dad that's the holdout there.
Who, Jerry?
It's Jerry's. Jerry's the holdout, I think. So it's gonna be interesting to see what
Nancy
happens.
Nancy getting tired too,
huh?
Nancy getting tired too because when somebody gets sleepy, they start blinking a lot.
Yeah,
blinking a whole hell of a lot.
Oh yeah. Absolutely. He's done. Yeah, people are running like, oh shit, I gotta take a piss. I've been holding this in. There's a line at the tea room at the bathroom must be around the corner.
They're gonna be like, you gotta go up to the third floor.
It's like at that bathroom at Whole Foods in New York where the guy was pushing me to go take a piss.
I gotta go.
Well, at least Wolf and Jake Tapper were at the ready.
Oh man, Chris Cuomo coming on at midnight. It's gonna be a late night for all these jokers. Then they gotta turn around and be back at work tomorrow night.
Uh huh.
I guess this is why they get paid that
surfer,
big salary.
Surfer. This guy is a fool. He don't know.
He's trying to call in.
He's trying to call in, and I've been including him in the call. Pick up, you fool. You doddering old fool.
Look at Kavanaugh. Thank you for getting me in here. We'll have a beer later.
I don't drink. It's all right. I'll drink for you.
I do. Auto crooks, that crook Steve Mnuchin.
Now, how many do you think Donald knows all these people by name?
No, he just know Mitch, probably Steve Mnuchin.
There's Mitch. It's like
somebody just handed him something.
Look at this.
He'll probably be under investigation tomorrow.
Bracelet. I think he just threw it on the floor.
Do you see what Lee just asked?
Look at this. Look at this. A kiss to Linda.
Oh, yeah. She going to keep. He get all the McMahon family vote.
Lee, number two will happen. There's Surfer. Noise and all.
Oh, man, from the jail, from the prison phone.
Surfer. It's always him. He's loud and proud. Surfer.
Come USA man.
Surfer. Surfer. Surfer.
Yeah, my Skype is acting up for some reason.
Well, fix it. You're causing all sorts of audio.
I don't know what it is. I'll hang up and try to call back.
Yeah, please do.
Hang up on me.
use a calling card instead of calling from the payphone.
I mean, for Christ's sakes.
10-10-3-2-1.
All right, now I'm trying to call back the silver one, so. But anyways. So,
so all these geezers get to go to bed now.
Look at this. An autograph on what?
You signing somebody's tip?
No, an autograph on. His autograph is not
they're
as good as his signature.
They're gonna say he sounded so presidential tonight. Next thing you know, in the morning, 5:30 in the morning, he gonna file for tweet.
Uh-huh. How disrespectful were the Democrats? They didn't stand up when I said the right things and blah, 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 blah.
They can... I'm going to shut this government down again. Now that I gave my speech.
Now I gave my speech, I'm going to pull the plug when I get back to the office.
Y'all going to go another 35 days without getting paid. Screw y'all and y'all paychecks.
This woman just had her wallet signed.
Wow. Did he sign it, Biff Tannum or President Scroob?
I think he just signed it with a big X.
President Scroob!
Huh!
What? Told you not never contact me.
On this mirror.
On this mirror. You saw that. You heard that. He spends 60% of his day watching TV.
Yep.
So that sounds about right. Keep him out of the damn way. Mitch McConnell said.
Nancy and Mike are like, he actually didn't read anything from his speech.
The speech was blank. Oh, good old Anderson is up.
Look at this. Oh, all the bigwigs are there. Oh, no, well, no. Anderson is, Wolf is not there, but there's,
Wolf.
Anderson
Wolf.
And John King, and pretty soon
Wolf
Don Lemon will be
y'all
there.
Tomorrow at 5. I ain't got time for this shit.
Anyways, let me see real quick some other, some other wrestling news here as Surfer gets himself situated.
Get some more change for the payphone. Dang, that hall cleared out quick, boy.
Oh yeah. Some people have been holding it in since 10:15 or 9:15, I should say. Supposedly the 2019 Superstar Shakeup will take place in Canada on April 15th and 16th in Montreal. I guess that's about it in terms of wrestling news. I will get more into wrestling heavy here next week, but now that it's our first Tuesday back here, we just wanted to get back into the swing of things and get our feet wet, you know, our beaks wet and whatnot. And Surfer still hasn't figured out if he needs two dimes and a nickel or just a quarter.
For real.
Speaking of movies,
nope.
Because we're going to talk about Surfer here in a second. Hobbs and Shaw.
Oh my god!
I'm not too thrilled about this movie for a variety of reasons, but whatever.
The premise makes no sense. One is a criminal, and the other is a cop. Was it like 48 hours with The Rock and Jason Statham?
Yeah. What, Nick Nolte was too busy or something? Jesus.
Exactly. This is 48 hours, a modern 48 hours. Because I guess, okay, I guess they're going off the premise of Shaw helping Dom's baby. Now he's a good guy. He went from heel to face because he did help save the baby. So where's his brother?
I don't know.
He wasn't good enough to help Shaw.
I guess that's why the name of the movie is Hobbs and Shaw. So that way, in case something happens in the first movie, the brothers, you know, Luke Hobbs' brother, a.k.a. Roman Reigns, and Deckard Shaw could fill those roles. Hobbs and Shaw, too. The brothers unite. Ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous.
Hobbs and Shaw. Don't that sound like a law firm, though?
It does.
You're in the accident.
Call Hobbs and Shaw. You need
great representation.
Well, that's Tony C's lawyers.
No. There's Wolf. Wolf is still up. Wolf in the building. Wolf had to shut it down for the night.
But he's looking a little rough.
He's looking like one of them other old people. He ready to shut it down.
How old is Wolf? Let's find out real quick. Let's see how old Wolf Blitzer is. Because, you know, he's been at CNN, I think, 30 years, so... Wolf Blitzer, 70 years old. He'll be 71 on March 22nd. So, born in Germany. His parents are Jewish, which, you know, we're not surprised there.
That's why the name Wolf rings out, don't it? Wolf, got a Jewish name, or Blitzer?
He studied abroad at the Hebrew University of Jerusalem, where he learned his Hebrew, so, you know. His surname is his first name, paternal grandfather, let's see. Wolf began his career in journalism in the early 70s in Tel Aviv Bureau of the Reuters News Agency. And in 1973, he began reporting for the Jerusalem Post. So he's very, very Jewish here. Let's see.
Has Wolf ever reported on a Jim Crockett Promotions event?
No, he hasn't.
Or a WCW event, being that he worked for CNN all the years. You mean tell me he never reported on a Clash of the Champions?
Never. He moved to CNN in May of 1990. So.
Let me tell you something, Wolf.
Could you imagine? But you know what? Yeah, as funny as that sounds, it was not uncommon for a Turner Broadcasting employee to double dip and work at another Turner property, because there in the 80s, you know, I mean, he's passed away now, but Craig Sager, who worked for Turner Sports, appeared on World Championship Wrestling a few times. So it's not out of the realm of possibility of that happening. But whatever.
Could you imagine if that night that Hogan debuted at the Clash of the Champions instead of Mean Gene, he's interviewed by Wolf Blitzer.
Wolf Blitzer. Well, let me tell you something, Wolf. And if it was Sting, because you know how Sting, anytime he was interviewed by Jim Ross, he used to call him Rossi. So, yeah. Well, let me tell you something, Wolfie. There's Surfer. Well, you're still humming and hussing. Surfer, have you figured out what... He hasn't figured out what to do yet. Surfer.
And you put some lunar foil on that. Shake the knob, turn the knob or something.
I know, right? Good lord. Anyways, we're going to add also Doom here. Doom is, there's Doom.
What's going on?
Well, we're here talking about what if Wolf Blitzer filled in for Mean Gene. You know?
Did he get stunned? Or?
No. Could you imagine if Wolf Blitzer took a stunner?
Oh, man.
Good lord.
Oh, my God. There's a lot of people that have something to say to you, Mr. Nash. And you too, Mr. Hall.
How nice. Look at this. Surfer simply texts, "I give up. I'll call back in 2 weeks." Surfer, by the way, Surfer, we're back full time. We'll be on the air next Tuesday if you want. Unless there's something important going on in 2 weeks.
So what I missed tonight?
You missed a bunch of old people standing up and down.
And yeah, did you talk about my moonwalking governor?
No.
We
didn't talk about that.
Yeah. Yeah, he said that he back in the day he put blackface and went to a Michael Jackson contest. And in the press conference, one of the reporters asked, "Can he moonwalk?" And he's about to do it right then and there.
Let me ask you something. Okay, I'm saying this because you guys are
yes,
on the
double
air.
A. That is a racist state.
Hold it.
They still got cotton fields up there.
I understand that.
Hold up now. I live right around the street from a cotton field.
No, cotton fields are everywhere. I've seen many cotton fields here in Florida.
Yeah.
No, we trying to get rid of them and build stuff over them. They not.
Well, don't worry.
No, my question is this, though.
When they start selling American metal wine, they'll be gone.
My question is this, though, okay? Should you be held accountable for an act of stupidity that you did in college?
Well, hold up,
hell
double A.
Yeah. They didn't know about it until now.
Yeah, and they're trying to get the black lieutenant governor on, like, sex charges, so all hell's breaking loose in my state. But it just depends. Like, if it was a picture of him streaking, but we don't know if he was under the hood or he was the guy in the blackface. So that's where we at right now.
I don't think it matters, does it?
It really don't.
But his nickname was Coon Man. That was his nickname they had in there.
Yeah. That ain't cool, yo.
Yeah, like, hold up, what?
That's a Jim Crockett promotion drama name.
Nah, man, that's you talking about Memphis right there. That ain't Jim Crockett.
You know, Davy Crockett, you know, the legendary
with him like
character in literature, wore a raccoon skin cap that they called a coon skin cap. Now, could you walk around in 2019? And could I go up to you, Tony C, or Doom, or whoever, and just out in public, knowing full well what I bought, okay, and what it's called, could I walk up to you in public and say, "Tony C, I just bought a coonskin cap"?
It depends on where you're at in the South.
You know? Because Despite it being called that, I wouldn't want to say that out loud. I mean, I just did on the air.
But nobody's rocking that right now. You know what I'm saying? This ain't like it used to be.
You got a rocket raccoon hat. Yeah, you can get away with that.
With that, yeah.
Yeah, you said I got a rocket raccoon hat.
Or was it Davy Crockett or something?
Davy Crockett. No, there was an episode of All in the Family where Edith told a story about one of her uncles who went bankrupt running a used car dealership, and that in his commercials he used to go on TV and say, "No money down with Coonskin Brown," because he would wear a raccoon skin hat. You know, but
I haven't seen nobody one of those hats, you know.
Me either.
They ain't rocking them.
I mean, after all, the hillbillies
are wearing a fitted cap.
So who do I offend more? Who do I offend more saying that? You guys, or do I offend PETA at this point? Because PETA would be offended. It probably would be PETA.
Yeah, because I ain't seen nobody rocking no hats like, you know, we ain't rocking raccoon like that.
Cool skin hat. Wow.
Yeah, they're wearing, what was it? Like, what was one of those, like, animals they be wearing on them coat, meat coat? They might wear a meat hat, but they ain't wearing no raccoon.
Chinchilla.
Listen, who knows what Big Boy was wearing at the Super Bowl, but PETA, leave him alone. The animal's already dead.
Have y'all talked about Daniel Bryan's weed belt?
Tony C hates it.
I hate that damn Shamar Moore. Boys, cool. Oh,
Shamar Moore belt.
Would you rather it be a coonskin belt?
Come on, man.
If Michael Hayes,
I'm surprised Ben Van Del tried to get away with that.
Hey, Double A, I would be happy if it was a coonskin belt if Michael Hayes give it to Daniel Bryan.
God. with a gimmick like that, he'll go back to he's gonna go back to Doc Hendricks.
With the Hardy Boys, Doc Hendricks?
No, the interviewer, Doc Hendricks.
I know. That fanny pack.
Oh my goodness, yo. A beige championship belt.
I'm still pissed off with Daniel Bryan destroying that burger, alright? He done rubbed me the wrong way. I'm never going to forget that.
Yeah.
Destroying that burger before the world, won't we?
Okay, real quick, before we wind things up here. Guys, we'll let Stacey Abrams do her business. You know? But
like she on blue screen to me.
It does look like she's on blue screen.
Because she got an outline.
Yeah.
She ain't an attractive looking person.
No, but it just looks like she's yeah, there's white lines around her. It looks like that she's behind a green screen.
I'm saying she's not good to look at.
Yeah. Oh, I got that. I'm just saying it looked like. It looked like she's cutting her on my promo. It does look like she's cutting a promo, though.
Well, anyways,
she looked like a left tackle. And look,
then the Rams needed her on them stop.
For real.
Anyways, what do you guys?
She looked very Florida-esque. That's all.
Well, she did. She did that. What do they call it? Rebuttal. Retort,
yeah.
Reply, from Atlanta, and in 3 weeks' time, it'll be Ric Flair's 70th birthday in the city of Atlanta on Monday Night Raw.
Woo! They gonna do it from the Omni.
You know what? If the Omni was still standing, it would only be fitting, wouldn't it?
Yeah. I'm running around naked on the center.
Hell, go to center stage. You know?
Yep.
Gotta get the strut bit when you hit that.
Go to.
And Tony Schiavone doing the commentary.
Go down to Techwood and tape the old interviews in front of the old set.
Well, we gotta make sure Leroy Dog is there. So we can cut that promo again.
Oh, man. But yeah. So it's going to be interesting to see what they do 3 weeks' time on Monday Night Raw.
You think Ricky Morton's going to show up?
Maybe. Maybe. I think that's it for news-wise. We talked about the injuries. We talked about AEW's being too adventurous. ambitious, I should say.
Yeah.
What else? We talked about a lot. We covered a lot of ground today, even though that this was not a wrestling intensive show. But you did miss us get into Kelly Kapowski's racist father.
I mean, is that the theme this like last 2 weeks? Racism? Did it get a yearbook pulled
on? After all, it is February. So
and that's what the story broke about our governor on the first day of February. It's like, ain't this about a bitch?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know, but yeah, I ripped Mr. Kapowski a new one to Tony C, and then you know basically explained what I'd said here on the air, but there are some people that still think Kelly is, you know, is a sweet darling, but I beg to differ.
You think Kelly
her a whore?
I called her a whore.
Did you think her dad had an issue with Slater since he wasn't white?
Yeah, that's exactly one of the reasons. That's why the relationship didn't last. It ended so quickly. You never saw Kelly.
So double eight.
You never saw Kelly go out with a minority on that show other than Slater. Everybody else went out with a minority.
So
double A, Valerie Malone and Kelly Kapowski is the same person.
One and the same, I think.
So you think they had the same by the bill version of Guess Who's Coming to Dinner?
Pretty much. And like I said, and I used some colorful language in my text message, so I'm not gonna repeat it here. But I basically put in my text message to Lee and Tony C that this is Kelly's father talking now. Kelly, sweetheart, you are forbidden to date that Mexican kid from the barrio. Not while I'm alive.
Not over my dead body.
Over my dead body. So. Too funny.
I could say some stuff, but we're not going to go in it.
I mean, Kelly probably brought Slater home one night. You know?
He came in there.
And her dad
what
said.
What are you doing with the help?
Exactly. What are you doing with the gardener? When did you start going out with the gardener, son?
Or the pool boy. You know, Kelly probably had a pool.
Exactly. No, but she was poor, so no, I don't think she had a pool.
Oh.
Lisa had a pool.
I'm sure they all had a pool except Kelly.
Yeah.
Kelly was poor and had a nerve to break up with that.
Uh-huh. Who is rich? Well, that tells you. Kelly wasn't in it for the money. She was in it for something else.
She was getting a free film.
That's what it is. She'd rather do that. So that's why, Tony C. Money doesn't get everything, doesn't pay for everything. There's your proof. Aired on television in 1991.
My day.
It was.
Wrong about exactly that.
It was ridiculous. Ridiculous.
Breaking up. And Double A, I realized that she broke up with Zach on that same lunch table as they went to that one prom at.
Yeah. That's where it started, and that's where it ended.
No ice. It came full circle.
Full circle.
I got to leave. Have you tried that new, was it Big Mac with bacon?
Not yet.
Okay.
But I don't think it's going to be anything special.
Exactly. You just add bacon to it, and they charge you more money.
That's some BS. I have tried that new Burger King burger. That's pretty good. I know you don't like Whoppers, Double A.
I do. But it's like, Burger King should stick to their stuff and McDonald's stick to theirs, you know?
Yeah.
Well, I must say, this has been good to be back here on Tuesday nights. Had some fun. And we're going to have some fun every Tuesday night going forward. We're going to slowly but surely get back into the swing of things here. Now that while things are not settled here in the headquarters just yet, we're going to at least be broadcasting on Tuesday nights now again. So every week we'll be here. So definitely tune in every week after the Shining Wizards. We'll be live at 9 p.m. Any final thoughts from you guys before we wrap it up and say we're out of here?
This portion of the rant is brought to you by the $5 Boneless Wing Box by Popeye. And Zach Attack will be coming to a city near you in the near future. Double A gonna work on getting some concert dates. Zach Attack may be performing before WrestleMania and on the pre-show. I just want to make that announcement.
And I was wondering, when's the Black Achiever Award?
I don't know yet. Bear with us. We're going to try to do it this year. So, we'll see.
Be the what? Fifth annual? If we do it, it'll be what? Fifth annual?
Fourth
ever
fifth.
Annual Black Achiever Award?
The fourth ever annual.
Fourth?
Ever annual Black Achiever Award.
Ever annual. Okay.
I will say this. Okay. Even though that my television screen is tonight was full of people who still write checks at the supermarket, I will say this. That the women are slowly becoming less unattractive in politics.
Oh yeah.
So
I don't know now. AOC ain't gonna never be unattractive now.
I said less unattractive. I said slowly but surely it's getting to be less unattractive.
They're getting a lot younger.
Like I said, up until now, these people that are there, they still, like I said, they pay at the supermarket with a check.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They had the AARP cards 20 years ago.
In 2019, okay, when I see somebody, and it's few and far between. But when I see somebody at the supermarket, regardless of what the amount is, but when it's a small amount, it's even more aggravating. When I see somebody, when they bust out their... Because nowadays I'm at a point that if I see somebody pay with cash, I start to get a little miffed. But I don't get, like, overly miffed. But when I see somebody bust out that checkbook,
they hear that tearing or that serrated paper.
And I'm thinking, oh my God. Are you really paying with a check? Because then it's the whole process of taking down the... If you've never worked retail, there's a process in place for taking down information on a check. You got to write the driver's license number. You got to make sure you have a phone number. In case the check bounces, you call them and say, hey, your check bounced. Then you got to put it in the register, let it print the sale information on the back of the check so that it goes off to be deposited. And it's just a big, big, big arduous process to write a check in 2019. And I find it hard to believe it's because these people, you know, are not carrying around their ATM card. That's a good question that we need to ask Surfer. Does he pay his groceries with a check?
Or cash? I think his surfer got one of those big wads of money because he's cheap.
You know what?
One of them big money clips.
You know what? I will give him the pass on the cash. Okay?
Yeah.
I'll give him pass on money cash. Clip. He's probably got a money clip. But if I find out that surfer is writing a check at the grocery store.
Oh, God.
I'm going to lose my mind. You know, I'm going to lose my mind. Whatever.
It's going to be one of those new rainy-dium.
Old fogies, man. Old fogies. The thing about them old folks, they love the power, so they gonna do pretty much whatever it takes to stay in power. Hell, they too old to do anything else.
They can sit there.
Can't be a politician.
Yeah.
Can't go work at McDonald's or at a call center or sell insurance.
So they can be a Walmart greeter. They can greet people at Walmart.
It's only so many Walmarts. In the great nation.
Yeah, it'd be like the old people hassling you. See, you buy it, still need to see your damn receipt. Old bastards.
Old fogies, that's what I call them. Sitting up in that fighting to stay woke tonight. Double A, laughing at all of them.
Yes,
that's
man.
Embarrassing, man.
Past their bedtime.
I mean, if they
gonna have all these old geezers up here trying to be in politics, they need to start this thing at early hours.
Yeah, it started during Jeopardy.
They didn't even need to be at like 4 p.m.
On
the end of the business day.
I've told you guys that, you know, about the, we're talking about old people. I told you the incident about the old lady that lost control of the motorized scooter at the service counter in the supermarket. That happened many years ago.
Oh, my God.
But I'm standing there in the customer service line to, I don't know what I was doing. I think I was getting a lotto ticket or something, or buying something that was behind the counter. And this woman is on the motorized scooter, right? And she stops. And I guess is reviewing the contents of her car. And she puts things back down. And is just sitting there for a minute. And then out of the blue, she just races forward, crashing into another old lady. And hits the counter. It was...
You laugh? Or did you walk out
laughing? I laughed my ass off. When I was working in the ice cream place, and I saw an old lady slip next to the store, she didn't go crashing to the floor. She fell slowly. She just floated to her ass. But it was enough for her to go, and her friends called the paramedics and everything. And they had to come and scoop her off the ground.
Like what they did Yokozuna back in the day when they got that forklift out.
Mm-hmm. It was ridiculous. And I'm thinking, well, she's got insurance. She's got money to burn. Because she probably makes a trip to the ER on the regular. I can talk about that woman. She's probably dead. But yeah. All right, any final thoughts from you guys?
No.
No.
Daniel Bryan built the same shade of color as AOC. I'm just saying. I forgot. Throw her in the mix. That's the Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez belt. She can be one of them too. So let's keep that on. She going to mix with them.
29 years old.
I'll be sure.
Yeah, 29 years old. She was
Clay Thompson.
Yep. Christopher Williams.
Steph Curry.
Don't wake me, I'm dreaming. Ronnie DeVoe from New Edition.
Lonzo Ball.
Lonzo Ball.
Any of the balls.
Any of them. LaMelo. Jamelo. Daddy. Oh. Jello. D'Angelo. LaVar. All of them. That's they built. I mean, who walked in that? I just need to know. I want to be a fly on the wall for who decided to do that. That book at me. I got a great idea, boss. Let's get a beige WWE championship belt. Let's
question do that. Did they put a fire retardant coating on it? Because that belt go up in flames.
I'm sure they did.
Good thing they don't got pyro, because you would have.
That belt the same color as a chicken breast from Chick-fil-A.
Oh, God.
It is. It is. Same color as that chicken Chick-fil-A. Church's chicken belt. The just like a piece of Church's.
The slick fried chicken belt.
Oh, my God, yo. Look like a piece of dog Popeye boneless wing color. That's what we call it, the boneless wing color belt. That's probably why they didn't deal with Popeye to sponsor this damn message. You got a Popeye chicken skin belt. When I see that belt, I want some Popeye chicken, double A. I got to give me a subliminal messaging like old girl said on that episode of Saved by the Bell. Zach Morris is a great guy. Zach Morris is a son I never had.
Now, I was watching yesterday a whole bunch of episodes, and I was like I text you. That's what started the whole conversation. All I text Tony C was, 1, 2, 3, 4, we don't want no foam no more. And that's what started the conversation, because Tony C knew exactly what to reply. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
Somebody need to find Graham. Graham was an environmentalist, right guy. Him and Jesse made all right, go.
They need to have some PETA people out there on Raw or SmackDown next week.
I got to tell you what I text Lee. I think I text only Lee. So I don't know if Tony C was involved in this part. That I know exactly what would give Daniel Bryan the ultimate heat in this new life that he's living as a, Captain Planet, so to speak. I said that the camera crew should follow Daniel around, and he cuts a promo outdoors. He's like, let me tell you something. The world, you have to save the planet. All of us need to do our part. And part of that is once in a while you need to do some community service and volunteer. So that's what I'm doing today. I'm going to show my worth as the WWE champion and volunteer for a very worthy cause. So today, I'm giving my talents and volunteering my time to this organization. And they pan up, and it's the sign and the logo at the entrance of the World Wildlife Fund.
Oh boy, they be.
And that the audience would be throwing garbage in the ring, and he's not even there.
Not the WWF.
He would be volunteering at the WWF. That's right. I'm here at the WWF. The real WWF. Man, the one, the only one, the only one that really matters.
That'll
give me too much heat.
Oh, man. Nuclear heat. I would love it. I would love it. And he would do so well.
And he get a panda t-shirt after that.
And he comes out wearing that WWF shirt.
Ooh, but Vince would probably get pissed off.
Well, it's a matter that. It's a matter of not Vince getting pissed off, but I think it would be a great way to stick it to the WWF.
Yeah.
But
Mugs be hot.
Oh man, that would be too funny.
Yeah, that'd be some heat right there.
Too funny. This is the only WWF that ever meant anything. Because when the WWE was known as the World Wrestling Federation, that company was just a company full of degenerates, full of people that didn't care about the earth, full of people that didn't care about each other.
Is you gonna hit the Brett line?
A company that did more damage for humanity than any other company on the planet.
And if he was going to get a planet animal, whatever town it is, mm-hmm. Stick the holes right. Mm-hmm.
All right, well, we want to remind everybody what's going on here on the network, and it all continues on Friday with Turnbuckle Throwbacks live at 9 p.m. with the Impact player, Mr. Phil Lup J. Rea, and of course that pain in the ass, that Mook Choppy, whose birthday was recently, I believe it was last Friday. So happy birthday to Choppy. Or was it the Friday before? Yeah, it was the Friday before. Let's see here. Then this Saturday, the Midnight Jury will be live at 8 p.m. Monday, it's the Sports Report, following Monday Night Raw, live. And on Tuesday, the Shining Wizards will be live at 7 p.m., this program live at 9. And with that, I want to thank everybody for tuning in tonight. I got to do something about this cough. And I want to thank Surfer for giving up after 5 minutes. And, of course, thanks to Doom and, of course, my co-host, Tony C. We'll see everybody next Tuesday night for another edition of The Rant 581, if my math is correct. Have a good night, everybody.